Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in to our toll-free number, which is 855-450-FREE. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right. So, as always, we will, of course, talk to you about anything that you want. Last night, we did something pretty unusual. It's something that doesn't really happen too often on Free Talk Live. We actually spent the entire show generally on one topic.
Spent the entire show watching a video. It was insane.
Not the whole show. The video was more like the last half of the show. But the majority of the show, the whole show basically, was focused on the ridiculous behavior of the government bureaucrats in Palmer, Massachusetts yesterday, as when they were confronted with approximately a dozen liberty activists, the majority of whom had come down from Keene to support me at my pretrial conference hearing that I had. And the video, by the way, we did not have this video last night, but the video of the insanity at the front door as multiple activists attempted to enter with video cameras, the video from one man's camera, James Cleveland, one of the newer movers to Keene here in the Shire, that video has been posted. So you can now actually see and hear the behavior of these government bureaucrats. At one point, for instance, Pete Ayer is threatened with assault for accidentally brushing up against one of the other bureaucrats, and it's all caught on video. The bureaucrat is absolutely ludicrous in his suggestion that Pete had assaulted him when it was the bureaucrat who actually kind of backed into Pete's hand, and it was in no way any kind of a violent motion or anything like that. You get to see that really clearly on this video, amongst other behavior on the part of the bureaucrats, like, for instance, when they told James he could not be inside the vestibule, that he must be outdoors, then later coming out to tell him that he had to leave the property, that, you know, apparently being outside the front doors wasn't good enough, you know, just contradictory information from one moment to the next, and outrageous, pushy, rude government bureaucrats.
Right, you talked about that last night. I listened to the show, to your show, last night while I was pushing a broom around a retail space last mm-hmm. night, and you said that James kind of pulled a Dave Ridley filming as he was backing away.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's great. You should see it. Go to freekeen.com. You can see the video there. Scroll down just a short bit. It's right there on the front towards the top. Freekeen.com. So if you heard what we were talking about last night on the show and you wanted to know, you know, how accurate was our discussion, now you can watch about 12 or 15 minutes of footage. I think it's about 12 minutes of footage from yesterday. But there's more footage from today, because this is a busy court week here in the Keene area.
Apparently.
Of course, I was in court yesterday in Palmer. This morning, Garrett Ian, who is one of the bloggers at freekeen.com, also freeconcord.org, was on trial for a bicycle light. And before you, you know, stop and gasp at that comment, that's how a lot of the activists are up here. Look, if you want to ticket me for something piddly like a bicycle light, I'm going to take it to court. I just got a parking ticket the other day here in Keene. I'm going to court. And I've been to court before. This will be my third parking ticket trial.
I've been to two.
Yeah. And I've had one in Keene, one in Concord, and this will be my second one in Keene.
Yeah. I'm not driving for Concord for one.
It was great. The Concord one was my best one thus far with the
Perry Mason,
the Concord government bureaucrat admitting to being on duty at the time that she was in the courthouse, meaning that she was unable to be walking around handing out people parking tickets. So I actually, by taking that ticket to trial, saved the people of Concord approximately, you know, I think it was $200.
I'm sure they're eternally grateful.
Well, I think if you don't get, I mean, they don't know, the people who were in Concord parked that day don't know that I saved them from being ticketed. Because I was in the courtroom, I wasn't out on the streets doing Robin Hooding and paying meters for people while the parking meter attendant was walking around, which is another great thing to do for folks. But it is true. I did save a bunch of people from being ticketed. Approximately 20 people were not ticketed because I had that parking meter lady in the courtroom with me. And I actually ended up, of course, losing the case, but I offered a $50 payment, a fine payment to a local charity, in lieu of actually paying $10 to the state, and the judge accepted that offer. So ultimately, yeah, I spent some time and I spent some money on gas to go up to Concord to take that trial on. But as far as activism is concerned, by all qualifications, total success. I lost the case, but I won in that I saved 20 people from getting tickets that morning and also was able to pay the fine to a local charity.
Yeah, furthermore, you cost what is the entity that was prosecuting you? The city
of Concord.
Yeah, and you cost them $200 or $195.
In revenue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not forget the cost of the trial. The court
right.
itself. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing what they'll throw after a $5 parking ticket. It's incredible.
In this case, they were throwing a court trial after a $29 ticket for Garrett Ian this morning, as he was over a year and a half ago. So much for the speedy trial. But over a year and a half ago, he was ticketed in Concord at about 2:30 in the morning for being on his, actually not even being on his bike, for walking his bicycle. He was not on the bike at the time the police officer pulled them over, so to speak, stopped on the scene. And basically they ticketed him. Some state law requires that you have to have a light on your bicycle that is visible from up to 300 feet away or something like that. And he did not allegedly have a light on his bicycle, so rather than give him a warning, this officer wrote him a ticket.
But he wasn't riding the bicycle.
That's correct. Apparently just being with the bicycle, and the bicycle apparently wasn't even his. It was his friend's bicycle.
Does the bike have to be in motion for this to count? Or if I have a bike along the side of my house, must it have a light on it?
That's a good question.
I mean, this is just, it's crazy.
They would have to be able to ascertain whose bike it was. And in this case, an interesting aspect of the case is that...
Apparently not. They only just have to find the person who's closest to it.
Well, right, because it wasn't actually Garrett's bike. It was his friend's bike. And so that's kind of contradictory to the way the system works in another case, Mark, as you discovered when you took a parking ticket to the police department here in Keene a few months back, maybe several months back, trying to challenge it and take it to court. They told you that the rule is that you can't challenge a parking ticket unless you're the registered owner of the vehicle. So isn't that interesting? On one hand, when it's convenient for them to only go after registered owners because they were sick and tired of anyone just challenging parking tickets here in Keene, I think that's why they implemented that rule.
Absolutely, because I had taken one to trial previously for a car that was not registered in my name.
Right.
And which I found amusing, too, because, you know, are you telling me I could just hang out here all day and start taking tickets
off of people's off their cars? So you weren't able to take your ticket that you were given because you were driving your wife's car at that time. It was your responsibility, you would think, but no, apparently it's now the responsibility of the registered owner, whatever is done with that vehicle. So if I borrow your car, Johnny Ray, and I park it downtown and litter it with tickets, apparently it's your responsibility.
Whoa.
Yeah. But on the other hand, if you're riding someone else's bicycle and it doesn't have a light on it, that's your responsibility.
Yeah, it's a very strange situation because the next time when my wife got a ticket in my vehicle, then I certainly jumped on the opportunity to take that to trial. And I made it very clear to them I did not drive this vehicle. I did not park this vehicle. And I didn't tell the person who parked this vehicle that they could take it that morning. And so.
But you're on the hook.
So how in the world can you, hold me responsible? And then they put the law, say that the law that, basically in the law it says that you can't, allow someone to have the vehicle or something, or allow someone to illegally park the vehicle. So now I have a notarized, witnessed piece of paper in the vehicle saying, that I do not allow. There's three things, like allow, permit, or whatever, the vehicle to be parked illegally. So now I'm going to have a signed document the next time I get a ticket that says, the defendant's evidence A here, and I didn't allow that. See, I have a signed notarized document that says I didn't.
And that would mean that...
I don't know. I have no idea what it means. It's a $5 ticket. Who cares what it means?
I love the never take a plea concept.
Yeah.
It's arguable, it's debatable how much good I do sitting behind this microphone, but as far as never take a plea, the state of New Hampshire has only realized a loss on all their prosecutions of me.
Indeed. You were prosecuted for having an open container at one time, and you took that one to trial. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line will continue here. You can share your stories about what's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful.
Are you okay?
Believe me, I've tried.
Are you okay?
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have with you, or for you, rather, there on the site. freetalklive.com, lots of stuff, all free. Tonight with you in the studio, it is Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right, so once again, 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue with you and your thoughts in a moment, but want to remind you about the Free State Project, your best chance at liberty in your lifetime. Got to get together with other people that think like you, people who love liberty and who are willing to do something about it, willing to stand up for their freedoms and yours as well as other people's. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the movement that is attracting 20,000 liberty-loving folks all to New Hampshire. We've got 13,000 that have pledged to move. Over 1,100 are already here, and it's just going to keep getting better as more people make the move. And more people are making the move all the time. So we can continue on more about what happened today in court. There was crazy court shenanigans yesterday in Palmer, and there was more today in Concord, Concord, New Hampshire. There's all kinds of Concords, and there's like a Concord, Massachusetts, a Concord, New Hampshire. Anyway, today in Concord, New Hampshire, things were pretty nuts at a courthouse as well. But let's go to Dave first. Dave is listening in Tampa via cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I have a question for you. It's more of a... what would you do in this situation? Because I know you guys don't give legal advice.
Wow, your phone sounds really good.
I was
going to
say the same thing. This is like the clearest call I've ever heard on Free Talk Live.
How are you calling our show tonight?
Google Voice. I have a mixer and I have a dynamic mic.
Wow. Okay, that's outstanding. Anyway,
and that's being transmitted over copper wires.
I don't know if
it's the internet.
Right. But
at some point or another, it has to hit.
I wonder if it's hit, if it's like wideband over to our network. I wonder if somehow they're not connected with copper wires on the network side. Anyway, tech geek stuff doesn't matter. Just letting you know, it sounds great. So go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, I have a 19-year-old son that lives in Suffolk County, Long Island, and I just found out today that he went to court for a criminal possession, fourth-degree misdemeanor of a firearms weapon possession. And basically what he was that he got pulled over in October, and he had a one of those telescoping billy clubs underneath his seat.
Okay.
And apparently that's illegal in New York. And they had pulled him over, asked him for consensual search, which he consented to.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I've been telling him for like 3 years, don't never consent. But he consented. They found it, and he's got to deal with this now. And I'm telling him, all right, what do they pull you over for? And he can't tell me. So in other words, it was kind of a fishing expedition. So what would you guys do in this situation?
Okay, the situation is what exactly? We're asked to search, say no? I mean, what else should I...
No. But after that... He's already in the situation.
And did you say it was a felony?
No, a misdemeanor. Fourth degree.
And a fourth degree, that's worse than a first degree? Is fourth degree worse or better than a fourth degree?
Depends on the state.
I would think he didn't even get arrested. He was handed a ticket. And okay. You know, it's a ticket that I've seen before because I used to live in Long Island and I've had plenty of them.
Penalty is?
They don't say.
I'm looking at an attorney's website, and New York criminal possession of a weapon in the fourth degree.
Nice.
New York Penal Law 265.01 says
save it
up to 1 year in jail.
Whew. I would negotiate.
Criminal record? Hold up. Does he have a criminal record?
He has no criminal record, and he is exactly right. That's what it says here on the ticket, 265.01.
Mm-hmm. What would you say, Mark?
Personally, in this circumstance, if I was giving advice to this kid, he's clearly not an activist because he didn't have enough understanding to not allow the search in the first place.
Right.
He's just somebody going along, and he doesn't want to fight this, and he's not interested in that. My advice to him is to attempt to negotiate with the prosecutor as best he can for some kind of adjudication withheld situation, a fine or,
promise to be a good boy.
Some kind of community service and, maybe pay the fine to charity or something like that. Always mention the option of paying it to charity because it makes one seem thoughtful and considerate. And so that would be
hold on a second. Can we get him? Petition the court to dismiss because he was pulled over for no reason?
You could, but
now you're talking about a pretty serious legal battle. I mean, I don't know if you know
any attorneys.
Now we're
talking about money for attorneys.
Right.
Now.
I mean, do you know any attorneys that are willing to take the case for free? Because otherwise, you're going to be into it for several thousands.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I'm calling you guys, because, what's the best option for me to do for this kid, because I've got no money to
and your relations to him were what?
Son.
Okay, sorry about that.
It's my son.
So what do you do about this? He's 17, you said?
19.
Sorry, totally missing all the facts.
Well, you were fiddling with your computer because something's going on here.
So, I would say... there's nothing wrong with, you know, trying to minimize the damage here. That's what most people do. That's what the system is built to do. Like Mark said, he's not an activist. If he were an activist or gave a damn about standing up for his rights, I would say, you know, don't take the plea. Take it all the way.
Oh, I'm all for taking it all the way.
Or at the very least, refuse the first plea deal and take the second plea deal.
Absolutely do that.
It'll be a better plea deal, usually the second time around. That's something that pretty much anyone can do. And then get the hell out of New York. That might be a good option.
I'm in Florida, and he's moved down here twice with me, and I don't know why he keeps going back up there. But
well, Florida's not much better.
It's better than New York.
I don't know. Well, not much.
It is the Empire State.
It is a little bit better. There are a lot of people that move down to Florida from New York. So there's a heavy amount of New York influence in somewhere like Florida.
Sure. I get the feeling that New York bureaucrats are a little more self-important than Florida bureaucrats.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't met many New York bureaucrats, so I wouldn't be able to really comment on that
one. It's just I have no support for that belief, really. Just kind of a...
Maybe they're the failed bureaucrats from New York, or the retired bureaucrats from New York.
Yeah, maybe so.
That's a possibility. So, Dave, it's either take the plea, and or rather take the second plea offer, refuse the first one and take the second one, presuming there is a second one, and there usually is a second one, but
can't
guarantee it. There is always that possibility that that prosecutor will decide to go to trial, but even then, you can usually still take the plea deal, the previous plea deal. So if you refuse the first plea deal, and by the way, I'm not a lawyer, this is not legal advice, but if you refuse the first plea deal, hoping they'll give a better second one, and they never do give a better second one, usually they don't take the first deal off the table. So usually, you know, you can, a week before trial, call up the prosecutor and say, you know what, I changed my mind, let's meet up, or rather schedule a meeting with him. It would be better to just schedule a meeting and not tell him you've changed your mind. So let's say you refuse the first plea, they don't call you back or make an offer on a second plea, and you're getting closer to the trial date. Call the prosecutor up, say, hey, when can we meet? I'd like to talk to you about something. And then sit down with the prosecutor. See if the prosecutor just throws out a second plea right out the gate before saying something like, you know what, I've changed my mind. I do think that we can go ahead with a plea deal. That would be the way I would handle that.
I'm going to make him listen to last night's show because what happened to you down in Massachusetts would be very influential to him, I believe. Because despite the fact he kind of is an activist, as long as he isn't in the driver's seat, because he's been pulled over in a friend's car like a year ago, and he all of a sudden became a constitutional lawyer.
Well, if he is interested in activism, then I would say refuse the plea deal and then prepare for trial. Take a look at the statutes. Let's come back in a moment here. 855-450-FREE. More with Dave. Your thoughts are welcome as well. What would you do in his son's situation? Maybe you've been in that situation. This is Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets. Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Enjoy them. We've got news updates. You can get signed up and follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Whatever your preference is, it is free at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. And by the way, it is Twitter Tuesday. So for the next several few hours, like 5 hours or so, we'll be taking your contacts on Twitter, meaning you have to tweet something at Free Talk Live. That means you tweet, and then at some point in your tweet, you put the at symbol. The words Free Talk Live all run together. That's our handle on Twitter. And that means it'll pop up on our radar. We'll then be able to click on your name and follow your account in return. So you put at Free Talk Live in a tweet. We see it. We follow you back. Make sense? Twitter Tuesday. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, by the way, to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, as well as email. That's news.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is brings you our phone lines, and they've been sponsoring Free Talk Live a long time. You can go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. They are a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a company and, well, accounts receivable are a big old pain in the butt for you, SACL CAI can handle it for you. They can do it in a manner that respects you and your customers. It's SACL CAI. Their banner's at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI sponsored the Fun Tent at the first Porcupine Freedom Festival that I went to.
Jason, was it fun?
It certainly was. It certainly was. Jason Osborne gave me a glass mug that had the wonderful Porcupine Freedom Festival logo on it. Maybe a year ago, I was drinking coffee out of that glass. It's like a glass beer mug.
Yeah.
I was drinking coffee out of it. I put it on my car. I was going to drive somewhere. I put it on the trunk of my car. Forgot it. Drove off. The thing rolled off onto the street and stayed intact.
Wow.
It was a quality product, and I would like to thank Mr.
Osborne. I think there's
a little
luck in that too.
Over the air for that.
You know, when you place value in things like I had a coffee mug from a radio station that I used to, you know, have some interest in. I was promised a little piece, and I guess that never really turned out. And one day while out cutting down trees, I dropped a tree right on it. And, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Let's go back to the phones and back to Dave listening in Tampa. His son lives in New York. And, by the way, what part of New York? I didn't catch that if you mentioned it previously, Dave.
My son's in Suffolk County, New York, which is in Holtsville. I'm in Tampa.
Okay. Is Suffolk County, is that the upstate? I don't know where that is.
That's is Long Island, the east end of Long Island.
Ah, okay. Okay, so he's living in New York. He gets pulled over, and unfortunately, he gives consent to search the car. Now, that's for everybody that we didn't really focus on this in the first part of your call, but just to remind everyone listening, if the police ask you to search, they don't have probable cause.
And sometimes they'll ask like this, I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car now so I can search. Yeah. In which case, if you, you know, whenever you hear the
term, I'm going to have to ask to search your vehicle.
Whenever you hear anything that might be a question, you're going to need to clarify that. Because, you know, please step out of the vehicle. Are you ordering me?
Mm.
You know, those kind of things are the things that you need to know.
Exactly. So he was searched. They found some sort of telescoping club under, what do you call that? What do you call that? An asp? What's the name for that with a telescoping?
You can call it an asp if you want to.
Anyway, they find this under his seat. Do you know if he admitted to it being his?
I believe he admitted to it, said he got it from a friend of his, but according to the documents, it says it came from a guy from New Jersey. Now, he had just bought the car. He bought an old cop car like you got, like 2 weeks earlier, and he said, I got the car from, you know, blah, 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 a guy in New Jersey. And that's what's down here on the court documents, is that, quote-unquote, I got it from a guy in New Jersey.
Got it being the asp or it being the car?
See, that's the thing. It doesn't delineate that.
So the reason I'm asking this is you had asked us in the previous segment, you know, what should he do? And at first we kind of answered, well, here's what he should do if he's not an activist. And that is, you know, hold out, wait till the second plea deal, and take the second plea deal. But then you said that he considers himself an activist in some ways. And so I would suggest...
And hearing this story, this part of the story, this changes my whole attitude towards it. Because, you know, at this point he's got plausible deniability as to this not being his. He recently bought the car.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's reasonable not to go checking up underneath the seats to see what's in a relatively new car. I mean, for God's sakes, it's an old cop car. This might be a cop's telescoping ass.
Certainly possible.
So, you know, hey, cops, quit planting, you know, stuff that we can all get arrested for later. And that's nasty. So I think that this, you know, this, you have plausible deniability. And the last thing the prosecutor wants to do is to spend his kind of time going after this fourth degree misdemeanor. And so I would just keep on saying something I just keep on saying, we're going to take this to court. I'm going to go represent myself. Or, you know, I wouldn't say that, but I'm taking this to court. Just keep on holding out, and the prosecutor sooner or later or either drop it or whatever.
Now, of course, looking at the actual law itself is important here. And Johnny Ray, you had pulled this up. It's Article 265 in the New York Penal Code, criminal possession of a weapon in the fourth degree. The statute says that he or she may not possess, or you know, that you're guilty of this if you possess any, and then it lists a bunch of different types of weapons. You know, lots of, they just listed as many different weapons that they possibly can. And so, of course, another important thing when you're looking at laws is to find out what the definitions are. So when it says possess, the word possess doesn't necessarily mean what you think it means. It means something specific that is defined specifically within these statutes. So you have to look into a different section of the statutes to find out what the definitions of things are. And this is why law is, you know, one of the reasons why law is so frustrating, because words are not what they seem. The words appear to be English.
It's a language that looks like English.
Right. They appear to be English, but the words can be redefined however they want to. Perfect example. The iconic example of this is the word person, which can also be defined as a corporation. A corporation is considered a person under law, which to, you know, me seems ridiculous. Persons are supposed to be people. That's another word for human being. How can a corporation, which is a file folder designed to protect businessmen from liability, how can that be considered a person? So that's just an example of how words are can be redefined. defined. Sometimes they're relatively close to their actual definition, but you have to look and see. So if you look in the definition section of the Penal Code in New York, it says that possess means to have physical possession or otherwise to exercise dominion or control over tangible property. And if he claims he didn't know that was under his seat, I don't know how they can argue that he had control over it if he didn't even know it was there in the first place.
Well, here's the other caveat. Here on the PDF that I got from him, it says, blah, 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 did have a Billy / expendable baton in plain view on the driver's seat. So
they're claiming it was out in the open, and he's saying they looked under his seat to find this?
That's what he told me. So I'm going to assume, you know, my son's not as dumb as you think, but, you know, I'm sure he stuck it underneath the seat. Because, you know, at least some of the, you know, the things that I've been telling him have probably gotten into his head.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and that changes things, too.
If you've got the cops telling a lie that it was just sitting out on the seat next to him, then it's going to be the cop's word versus his.
Right. If this was my car, I'd have the Freedom Cam at freedomcam.net, and I would have footage of all of this, and we'd be able to know exactly what happened. But I doubt very seriously that's the case here, right?
Believe me, if I had $1,000, I'd buy four of them. One for me, my mother, my son, and
they are
our
awesome.
Backup.
Yeah, yeah.
I told my son, too,
he's got a droid. I got him hooked up with a quick setup. I was like, if you ever get pulled over, just fire it up and just record it all. And he didn't do anything right.
Yeah.
It sucks when the pressure's on.
It's hard.
These cops are intimidating. They are trained to be scary, and they do a good job at it. And most people, I mean, your adrenaline's rushing. You don't always think of everything that you should be doing, which is why one of those Freedom Cams is handy, because it's running at all times if it's in your car and the car is on. But I want to get, Johnny Ray, I want to get your thoughts on this as well. Dave, do you want to stick with us here and continue the conversation?
No, you guys got it. All right.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and joining you in the studio here, it is Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
You are invited to our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, hey, we'd like your support. That'd be great. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send us $5 a month. We take that in, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Drop on by amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
This week, we actually had a new banner made for our Facebook page. That was made. There were a couple of submissions. One of them was made by Corey Moore. And what he asked in return is for us to promote his new podcast venture. And I think it's a great idea. So here it is. Do you love Liberty Podcasts but are tired of hearing the same old stories and talking points repeated over and over again? The American Evolution is a new podcast about the fun and bizarre things in life with a Liberty bent. Join Nico, Bertohan, Angel Clark, and Corey Moore on a journey into the evolution of this nation without the absurdity of politics. Subscribe to the podcast today at AmericaEvolve.org and like them on Facebook at Facebook.com/AmericaEvolve. Also, be sure to take this week's poll. Ian, do you use social media while you're on the toilet?
I certainly do.
I do too.
Yeah, who doesn't do this? This is a layup. on their Facebook page at facebook.com/AmericaEvolve.
Now, when you say social media, you're talking about pornography, right?
That's what I was thinking you were talking about.
So regarding social media on the toilet, I used to use Read the Onion. I didn't use social media at that time, but now there's no more paper onion, so I'm back to
Bummer.
Facebook.
Yeah, real bummer.
It is. 855-450-FREE. Although that's not a true statement for those of you in certain cities like, I think, Philly, New York, Washington, D.C., Austin.
They still have them there?
Several cities that have.
Ship them to you?
Right. What happened is The Onion was doing a national delivery service, meaning they were doing their own printing and then shipping them, but they had since moved to a franchise operation for their printing system. So basically, let's say you live in Chicago and you pick up an onion from one of their street boxes there. It's being printed by the Chicago Tribune. They have taken, I think it's the Tribune that's doing it. They've taken, done business with the Onion. They've entered into a syndication agreement or a franchise agreement with them, and as a result are able to sell ads for their local version of the Onion there. So the Onion's basically outsourced all of its localized printing services, which is, smart of them. But unfortunately, they decided to close down their mailbox delivery service as a result.
Last week, I was talking about how the Onion at one time, at once, it encourages me to reach for the stars because it's an amazing product.
Oh, yeah,
the writers at the Onion are amazing, smart, brilliant people. And it also conditions me to realize that there's always somebody better out there than me.
And they're so good.
And I have to tell you, Ian, yesterday's Free Talk Live really had an impact on me, especially, Mark, when you said the words $2 million. And I just want to say that, Ian, I've always been a big fan of you. And,
are you buttering me up to get some money out of me if I went
to? We have to bring people up to speed now. The fact is that yesterday Ian had a court case where it looks like the absurd bureaucrats have once again stepped in the poo.
They really do seem to have stepped in it.
Yeah.
They've been stepping in it time and time again, but this time there's actually some attorneys that know what they're doing who want to take the case from
that
the
does matter.
Massachusetts Civil Liberties Union.
It doesn't matter what you do. It matters who's looking and what they can prove.
Yep.
And in this case, you've got all the video, and you've caught them lying. Their hand was in the cookie jar, and then they said, nuh-uh. And, yeah, they're stuck. They're so totally stuck. There was just recently a decision called the Glick decision. You can look it up, and there was a punitive damage to the authorities there in that case.
But what did he get, like $175 or something like that?
Right, but those damages were high for the circumstance because they were trying to send a message.
Uh-huh.
And that was, what, 6 months ago, less than a year ago,
that
decision was handed down, and these folks did it again. So I'm just guessing that the courts are going to hand down a larger decision in order to smack their hands. I could be off. I could be way off on the number.
You have been before.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm an optimistic guy when it comes to things like this. There's no doubt about it. But they deserve a big old number in order to prevent them from doing this again. They should be petrified. Every bureaucrat in this country should be petrified at telling a citizen they can't record.
I agree.
I mean, they should be scared.
And I hope that we see more people man up and hold a video camera in governmental buildings and record the interactions they have with these people and then take the trials as far as they possibly can.
It seems like the craziest thing was that they changed the reason for why, ostensibly the reason for why they arrested you. And do you suppose that's because of this Glick business?
It certainly could be. I don't know. It seems like an even crazier thing for them to just change the charges like that. I mean,
it's nuts.
Yeah. I mean, the ACLU attorney's just, you know, he thinks it's ridiculous what they're doing. And he says they can't do it. But, you know, government does whatever they want to until they're called
until
on it.
Until they've got a real attorney on the other side.
Right.
And that's the one thing about this bit of civil disobedience here that has really changed is that you've got a real attorney.
Yep, exactly. So let's get back, though, to what we were talking about before. We had Dave call in, who was also inspired by our show last night, which I'm glad to hear people appreciated it, because it was 3 hours, basically, on varying issues of one event. But we were talking with Dave, who has a 19-year-old son living in New York. He was arrested for having a, basically collapsible ASP. I think ASPs are, by definition, collapsible. But anyway, he had a weapon in his car. It was underneath the front seat, allegedly. But the cops are saying that it was found in the open on the passenger seat. They're charging him with a misdemeanor count of something about possessing a weapon in New York. Criminal possession of a weapon in the fourth degree, which carries up to a year in jail. And Mark and I were kind of going back and forth on this, but you were listening patiently. What did you have to say about this case?
Well, if I was Dave, I would say to my son, son, the state of New York looks at you as nothing more than a filthy animal, fit only to have your pockets and bank account vacuumed out on a semi-regular basis. If you never do anything about it, then it's just going to keep happening.
It's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. You're tax livestock to these people.
Yeah, it's just going to keep happening to you and everyone else. So I would encourage you to try to fight back in some way. You're 19 years old. You can figure out how to do that if that's what you want to do. You can figure out how to do that on your own. I'll be happy to help you. Also, weapons charge, even though it's a misdemeanor, that could follow you around for a long time. It might be something you really don't want. So if you can try and get some kind of a plea that changes it from a weapons charge to anything else, you might also want to consider doing that. Not everybody needs to fight the system in the same way. And there, that's all I got to say about
fair.
That.
That sounds fair.
It all depends on what you want. And if what you want to be is an activist and take things all the way because that's the principled thing to do, that's the most kind of hardcore version of what you could do. Or if you just want it to go away, sweep it under the rug as much as possible, you can do that too and take the plea deal or take the second plea deal if you refuse the first one. Somewhere in between there. I mean, there are a lot, you know, there are a few different options here for you. I tend to, you know, lean towards not being an activist in New York. I mean, what's the point? Are you really hoping to change the system in New York, in the Empire State? If you really want to be an activist, then I would say wait till a second plea, wait till a decent plea like Johnny Ray was suggesting. Try to negotiate something that's livable. Take the plea and then get the hell out of New York State. There's no future for freedom in a place like that, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, we live looking at the very broad view. I think that all of us here in this room, we are living in the infancy of human civilization.
Yeah,
I'm confident that this crazy system of violence that we use against each other is bound for the ash heap of history.
This is one thing that's really difficult for people to kind of get perspective on. You know, the fact is that the ideas of democracies and republics aren't new. They're at least 3,000 years old. And so, you know, there was a long trek between, autocracies and some of these democracies, republics, whatever. And now I think we're moving on to another form of governance. And you can call it whatever kind of governance you want, but basically where the individual, it focuses on the individual, gives good customer service, and it gives people a choice about what kind of governance they want for themselves.
There's more coming up here. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Hour number two is next. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.